Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is more deserving for Turkey to return to the glories of the Khilafah, the Caliphate, instead of hosting a summit for an alliance that has only brought it further losses. Translated. The strength of the Muslim army during the Uthmani Khilafah, the Ottoman Caliphate, was such that it fought the European Crusader armies in masse, to the point that by the mid-15th century, it has shattered their dreams of establishing a European military alliance capable of threatening the Khilafah. As for NATO, whose summit Turkey hosted in its capital Ankara on July the 7th and 8th, it was founded on an explicit military doctrine, protecting the security and interests of Europe and America. This includes keeping Turkey under control, even deploying its armies in wars wherever their interests dictate, as happened in Afghanistan, and preventing it from acting independently, as happened in Cyprus. Therefore, the believer's heart almost breaks with sorrow and grief upon hearing the Turkish president say in his speech during the opening session of the NATO summit in Ankara, quote, "Turkey has the largest land army in Europe and makes the greatest contribution to NATO missions," unquote. The Muslim caliphs, especially the Ottomans, possessed great wisdom and shrewdness. They were keen to thwart all forms of military and political alliances against them. Sultan Hamid II, may Allah have mercy on him, continued to undermine Crusader military alliances, and even in exile he offered political advice to the Sultan and those around him on how to dismantle military alliances surrounding the Khilafah, Caliphate. Al-Faruq ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, said, quote, "We are a people whom Allah honored with Islam. So whenever we seek honor in anything other than it, Allah will humiliate us," unquote. Indeed, we were honored, and the kings of the world feared us and sought our pleasure. Our armies disturbed the sleep of the colonizers, and every arrogant tyrant feared us. We were honored by Deen, strong in our belief, traveling the world spreading Islam as a mercy and guidance. But when our Khilafah was destroyed, our rulers began to seek the pleasure of the West and the leaders of colonialism, boasting of hosting enemies and alliances of aggression on Muslim lands and in their very homes. Turkey today, with its people's love for Islam and Muslims' love for it, and with its human potential, natural resources, military capabilities, and geographical location, is capable of returning to the glories of the Khilafah as it once was. Yesterday, quote-unquote, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, belittling Turkey and its capabilities and dismissing its president, said, quote-unquote, "Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan speaks of his desire to destroy, quote-unquote, Israel and regain control of Jerusalem. I think he has forgotten that 400 years of Ottoman rule are over and today there is a strong state of Israel. He should calm down. We will not allow anyone to threaten our existence or our security, and I believe we have proven what we are capable of," unquote. This enemy of Allah, Netanyahu, knows the secret of the Muslim strength and reminds Erdogan that what was once a source of pride and power is gone, and that Turkey under Erdogan's leadership is no longer what it was when the Khilafah existed. Membership in NATO is an Islamic and political sin. Hosting its summit is shameful, and boasting about the deployment of the Muslim army in Turkey and its capabilities at its service is despicable. No Muslim should fight for or defend kufr, disbelief and its adherents, or give disbelievers any power over him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. And Allah will never grant the disbelievers a way over the believers. Surah An-Nisa, verse 141. He subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
O believers, take neither Jews nor Christians as guardians. They are guardians of each other. Whoever does so will be counted as one of them. Surely Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 51. The correct course of action towards an alliance is to dismantle them, not to strengthen and reinforce them. Therefore, it is the duty of the sincere people in Turkey, especially in its valiant army, the descendants of Sultan Fatih and Abdul Hamid II, to hasten to restore Turkey as the capital for Islam and Muslims, a fortress for the deen and a beacon for the world, by giving bayah, pledging allegiance to a righteous caliph who will restore our honor and our glorious past and demolish this crusader alliance and the colonial states. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.